Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 with the three amigos. Hot me crowd of Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now I rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. So Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crib, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Thank you, Georgie, welcoming us in with that theme song he made for us. That's one of our highlights from the year 2025, which comes to an end tonight. But Georgie, you can follow him on social media, J-O-R-G-M-U-Z-I-K, Georgie. He made us our theme song. We love it. We open every show with it, and we wish him a happy new year. And we wish everyone a happy new year. Final show for us for 2025, and it'll be an abbreviated show because Hurricanes pregame begins 55 minutes from now. We got ourselves a big New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
There is action, Jack. There is action tonight. Hurricanes fans worldwide will be paying attention to this Miami-Ohio State game. Couple of notes. The line right now on the Hard Rock app is 9.5. So Canes plus 9.5 is the line right now. Over under is 40.5 for tonight's game. So they're expecting a low scoring affair. I did reach out to Lee Sterling. You know, he usually joins us on Fridays. He's in Dallas. He made the last minute decision to go to the game. Texted me a picture of his hotel yesterday, which is overlooking Jerry's World. And I texted him. I texted Pizzola as well. Do you have any bets for today's game? I haven't heard back from Pizzola, but I did hear back from Lee Sterling. He said he loves the Canes plus 9.5. And 1/3 of whatever you're betting should go on Canes money line at plus 280. He also likes Georgia minus the points tomorrow. So Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com. He likes the Canes getting the points. He likes a little sprinkle on the Canes money line. And he likes Georgia laying the points tomorrow. Let's do a quick look at the headlines here for our very abbreviated Hockman, Crowder, and Solana on this New Year's Eve. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
The Panthers did lose yesterday in overtime, unfortunately, Hawk. But who cares? We're looking to tonight, and then we're looking at the Winter Classic.
So yeah, I mean, this is super cool end of the year and beginning of the next year. But I am really looking forward to tonight. I really am. This is we've talked about it all week. I mean, this is as big a game as the Hurricanes have played in over two decades. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of payback involved, too, with Ohio State if they are able to get past. And they'd be one step from the national championship, which, think back to the SMU loss. You did not think we'd be doing this show on December 31st, leading into a Canes college football playoff game, round two, against Ohio State.
I thought we'd be doing the convince me why Mario should still be the head coach show. Not the, hey, we're about two steps away from the national title show.
We'd be ranking Cheez-It flavors. We'd be doing Mount Rushmore of Cheez-It flavors because we all figured that's the kind of bowl that the Hurricanes were going to end up in.
Speaking about the Cheez-It, did you see some of the food offerings at the Cheez-It Bowl by any chance?
I did.
They have
Cheez-It nachos.
Cheez-It nachos. They have a corn dog wrapped in Cheez-Its, like they're frying the batter on the outside with Cheez-It flavor.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
I'm a big fan of Cheez-Its. I mean, if you want me to do the Mount Rushmore of Cheez-It flavors, I'm happy to do so.
Are you sure you're prepared for that?
I can do it off the dome, I think.
Really? Really? Okay. Yeah, I'm actually very intrigued here.
Cheez-It white cheddar.
A little overrated.
Cheez-It extra toasted.
That belongs on the Mount Rushmore.
Cheez-It reduced fat.
Well, that makes me question everything.
And I'll go Cheez-It snapped, which is a Cheez-It style chip that they offer.
I thought you were going to say Doritos cheese. But Cheez-It
snapped are good, man.
Cheez-It reduced fat, huh?
Yeah, I love those.
Really?
Because you can eat as many as you want. You will not gain weight.
Okay. And the just original Cheez-It doesn't belong on the Cheez-It Mount Rushmore? Just the
OG reduced
Cheez-It?
Fat.
No, it's not. The reduced fat is not the OG Cheez-It.
Sure. It's the same thing. And you've had these, the Cheez-It snapped?
I've never had those, no.
Oh, they're so good.
They're. I'm looking it up right now. Cheez-It game day concessions. Crunch responsibly. Offerings outside Section 132. This is at the Orlando Stadium, right? The Citrus Bowl or whatever it's called.
I'll take your word for it.
You are correct, though.
Yeah, that's the worst stadium in the world. Everybody enjoy that. Good luck with finding an Uber after. You only have to wait 7 hours, and then you'll
ingress,
get
egress talk. I thought we'd be doing that today as well.
And then you'll get into the Uber, and guess what? Now you're sitting on, what's that called? Monumental Drive or whatever in Orlando. And guess what? You're just in 2 more hours of traffic, people leaving Epcot Center. Just miserable. That entire experience up there was miserable. They've got turkey legs, fried turkey legs, and it's got like Cheez-It powder sprinkled on top. Bacon cheeseburgers with Cheez-Its inside the cheeseburger.
Oh, for a little crunch.
Hot dogs with crumbled up Cheez-It bits sprinkled on top. And you mentioned the walking nachos, the Cheez-It walking nachos as well.
Big fan, big fan. But we don't have to do that show today, which is delightful. We've got an actual, speaking of monumental Hurricanes game just, what, like 5 hours from now?
5 hours from now. Hawk, I've taken over the Solana residence. I've got the projector outside.
Oh.
We're doing it big tonight, man.
Even in the cold.
In the cold. It's going to be like in the mid-40s tonight.
Freezing cold.
Freezing. Doesn't matter. We're outside. Let's do it.
Love it.
I bought a little chocolate fondue set. We're good to go.
Big fan of chocolate fondue.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Yeah, like a fountain, like a fondue fountain thing.
Where is it?
Where do you get one of those?
Where is it? see here somewhere. I got a Secret Santa gift the other day. White elephant. Oh, it's a s'mores maker.
S'mores maker. Yeah. False bill of goods. That's not a chocolate fountain.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's garbage.
That's on me. Reduce fat, huh?
Oh, the best.
So tonight, 7:30 p.m. kickoff, and all the pregame coverage begins at 3 p.m. We talked with Joe Zagacki yesterday, Hawk, and you know, I asked him if he was nervous, and he's like, no, not nervous, just got to be well prepared. But he did talk about how difficult it'll be to stop Jeremiah Smith. Like, that seemed top of everybody's list.
Yeah, Ohio State's a great football team. We know this. But I think some people, because of Louisville and SMU, are sleeping on just how good the Canes looked at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the 9.5 tonight. I'm betting Canes plus 9.5. But I can envision them winning tonight. I really can. I don't think this is any kind of laugher by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I don't understand people that don't think the Hurricanes can compete. I think Ohio State's the better team, but I mean, who played?
I think what happened was a lot of people who just casually followed the season saw at the end, hey, should the Canes be in because Notre Dame is better? I think a lot of people think the Canes snuck in undeservingly. And I never felt that way. You never felt that way. Crowder never felt that way. Jimmy never felt that way. But I think a lot of the fans nationwide felt like the Hurricanes snuck in undeservedly because they just saw the story at the end. Oh, is it going to be the hot as hell Notre Dame? I mean, they're streaking. How could they not get in? You know what I mean? So I think the passive fan might be saying, hey, the Hurricanes snuck in and they're playing Ohio State? Blowout city, but I don't think people really realize that the Hurricanes deserve to be there and were at one point, we had the conversation on our show, at one point there was a debate, is Miami actually the true number one over Ohio State? Are they a better football team right now? That was at the beginning of the season. And there were a lot of people, I'm talking national pundits, I'm not talking about local reporters, national pundits saying Miami's a better team than Ohio State right now.
Yep, they had there was a strong case to be made after Miami beat FSU that they were the number one team in the nation based on who they had played. And Hawk, that's what Joe Z was saying yesterday. You know, who did Ohio State play in the Big Ten? The first opportunity they had to play a legit good team, because they beat Texas week one. Remember, there's that 14-7 game, which is just brutal.
It's the most recent, Indiana game.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. The first opportunity they had to play a quality opponent, like a legit good team, they could have won that game, but they only put up 10 points. So this team's not invincible. And I think the fact that Miami is coming off, you know, an emotional, tough win on the road over a really good A&M team works in their favor. Like, they're rolling right now, you know? They were able to grind out a really tough victory. So I'm with you. I'm feeling it. I'm not betting Miami money line, because why would I if I can get it with 9.5? Just, you know what I mean?
A lot better odds if you take the money line.
I know. But I am betting Miami to cover. I'm with you. I'm riding that today. The Miami Heat do play tomorrow, by the way. They'll play in Detroit. Little Detroit New Year's Day basketball. That'll be at 7:00.
I think there's some basketball going on right now, isn't there?
In the NBA?
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me. I know my Buffalo Sabres play tonight, looking for 10 in a row. Don't look now, Hawk. Don't look
really?
Now. But
row?
The Buffalo Sabres have won 9 straight. Yeah, the Warriors are playing the Hornets right now. 69,
yeah, Warriors lead 69-64 at half.
Nice.
Steph Curry in Charlotte. You've got Timberwolves Hawks at 3. Oh, Magic Pacers at 3. That's what we're doing, right? Turning once the show's over. Turn it on Indiana Orlando at 3 p.m.
Hold on. I want to bet Orlando there. What do you think the line is on that?
Magic minus 16.
9 on the road? You think 16?
I mean, the Pacers, pretty bad, bro.
No line right now. It's locked.
Maybe somebody's injured for Orlando. Hey, about this Pelicans Bulls tonight at 7 p.m.
Bulls play tonight?
Yeah, against the Pelicans.
You saw Josh Giddey? Saw the news?
Yeah, what happened? He strained his hamstring?
Yeah.
Damn.
Zion tonight, over under 24.5.
Hey, do you want to go to that Heat Pelicans game, by the way, on Sunday?
I don't think so.
Okay. My brother told me he'd send you the tickets if you wanted them.
Maybe. I'll see if DJ wants to go.
Okay. Let me know. Or if DJ.
Jealous tonight. 15.5 is the over under. He hasn't gone over 15.5 in a minute, but no giddy. Someone's got to get those points.
Time for him to step up finally.
Either him or Isaac Okoro.
Don't forget, we will have, I guess we'll be on the air tomorrow so we can remind you, but we'll have full coverage of the Winter Classic. The ice looks, I know we talked about it briefly, but there's been more stuff coming out. The ice looks awesome. The setup looks awesome at Lone Depot Park.
Yeah, excited for that.
We'll be live at 2 to 6.
Oh, Heat Pelicans game's on a Sunday, right?
Sunday at 6.
Yeah, I got to watch the Dolphins.
Oh, that's right. Dolphins play at
425.
Yeah. That's right. All right, Hawk, those are your headlines. Your weather in South Florida. Bro, Hawk wasn't kidding, man. It's going to be, we were looking at it right now on right before the show. The low tonight, and this isn't at 4 in the morning. Like, this is at, as the ball's dropping in Kendall, is 46 degrees. So by you, what? Maybe low, like even lower 40s?
The feels like temperatures, upper 30s.
Feels like tonight is going to be, right now it feels like 64. Tonight feels like is going to be in the upper 30s. Damn,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Might as
That's
well snow.
That's legit cold. Legit cold.
Might as well snow.
It might.
It's going to be 42 degrees at 7 a.m. tomorrow. 42.
I know. It's crazy.
Damn. Maybe we'll bring the party indoors. That's crazy, man. That's brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right. Gulfstream Park. It is, as Solana just said, like the feels like right now is in the 60s. It's beautiful. You can go out to Gulfstream Park right now. In fact, you go to the open air village center. I mean, celebrate the holidays. This is the final night. They have the seasonal lights display. I have to say, speaking from experience, and I go through Facebook, you know, on this day and Snapchat on this day, we have spent, my mother used to live in Aventura. So we used to go down to Gulfstream Park for New Year's Eve for a good 10 years. And I am telling you from experience, if you are looking for a fun night tonight, Gulfstream Park, that entire village, they do lasers, they have festivities, they've got music, DJs, performers, entertainers. If you are looking for a fun family place to enjoy New Year's Eve, Gulfstream Park in Hallandale Beach tonight. You will thank me, I'm telling you. Obviously, you can go now. I mean, they don't have a Hurricanes game for what? Another 4 hours or so. Gulfstream Park, or is it longer than that? It's 2:20 right now. What time does that game start tonight? 7:30? What time is the actual kickoff? Do you know? I know it says 7:30. You think it's more like 7:45 or 7:50?
I think it's 7:43 tonight, officially.
All right, so you got like 5 hours. You can go to Gulfstream Park. Right now, they've got the hottest slots and electronic table games. They combine the excitement of casino gaming with the thrill of thoroughbred racing in one electrifying destination. But what a fun place for New Year's Eve, Gulfstream Park. I am telling you from experience, you will have a great night. Don't forget, also, the Pegasus World Cup is coming up in 2026. You know, we will broadcast live the day before, but I highly suggest you get tickets whenever you can because it will sell out. So you can get all the details on New Year's Eve, all the stuff going on this weekend. I'm sure you have guests in town. It's all right there for you at GulfstreamPark.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ah, for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee, Ohio State. It tolls for thee. 3 o'clock is when you'll get the Hurricanes pregame show with Danny Rabinowitz and Brian Monroe and a cast of thousands. And 7:30 is when you'll hear kickoff. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. I should probably mention, we mentioned it once this week. We don't have the rights to stream it. So if you think you're going to listen to the radio broadcast with Joe Z and DBJ on the 560 or the 104.3 Odyssey stream, you will not be able to. We believe it's ESPN, but we don't have the rights. This is owned by college football. So Yeah. You'll hear the pregame show on the app, just not the game itself. I saw Will Manso from Local 10 is in Dallas, and I tweeted something interesting. This is about 30 minutes ago. He said, about to head to the stadium to start a fun work day. So much has been discussed in this matchup, but I keep going back to Carson Beck. This is why Miami wanted him. Big games to be a leader, avoid mistakes, and be calm in the storm. His play tonight will likely be a determining factor. Ohio State isn't going to let Miami run all over them. The Canes still have to try to establish the run and stick with it, but there will be a handful of pivotal moments that Carson Beck will need to make a play. He's been very steady down the stretch. Tonight will be his toughest test. And Will Manso finishes with, on paper, you'd think the QB with tons of big game experience will have the edge over a freshman QB in his biggest spot ever as a college player. I'm down with that. It's how I feel. Carson Beck is here for this moment. You can talk about building a team that can compete for a national championship. You have to have a quarterback who doesn't get rattled, who's seen it before. And we talked about it a number of times. Do play in the SEC. I'm not telling you a college football playoff game in prime time on New Year's Eve is a typical SEC football game, but he's been in big games with big stadiums, and I don't think this moment is too big for him. I'm with Will Manso there when he says there are a couple pivotal moments that'll happen during this game where Carson Beck will need to step up.
This dude's 35-5 as a starter in college football. I mean, that's why you brought, I had asked Joe Z this yesterday, Hawk. I know you had stepped away a little bit during the show, but I asked him, like, is this the moment you went out and you paid all that money for him to win you this game? And, you know, his take on it was interesting where he said, it's not to win you this game, it's to get you to this game. And then, you know, now it's on the entire team and it's on the coaching staff to find a way to get over this hurdle here, which is Ohio State, which I understand what Josie's saying, because he's right. Like, you won the college football playoff game. You got to the college football playoff. Essentially, that is why you got Carson Beck, right? To play in these types of games. But man, I'm with you. I'm with Will Manso, which is, you paid this dude a lot of money. He's got the experience. This is his last go around, potentially his last game ever. And there was a time, I remember being last year, SEC Media Days in Dallas at a hotel. Carson Beck was the dude in that building. The dude. It wasn't the Alabama quarterback. It wasn't the Florida quarterback. It was Carson Beck with Georgia. And he had the Lamborghini, and he had the money. He had the gold chain. And he dropped off a little bit. Like, this is his opportunity. He has to be thinking about it, right, Hawk? His opportunity.
I mean, this I could catapult myself this size national TV audience. Yeah. He could make himself millions of dollars in the NFL tonight.
Right.
He really can.
Yeah. And he doesn't need the 500-yard game, but, you know, 275, what, 300, what Will said, couple touchdowns.
Just the pivotal moments.
Right.
Handle your business in the few pivotal moments that you'll be required to do something out there. That's what they need tonight.
And he's got the weaponry around him. Malachi Toney. He's got the offensive line as well. Like, he's perfectly suited around him. He's got the pieces to where he doesn't have to carry the team. He's just got to get these guys the football.
Now, some huge news has been released since we took the air at 2 o'clock today. You know, the Winter Classic is Friday. So Lana and Josh Appel are going to do the show at Lone Depot Park. I'll be there with my family. I'm going to the game Friday night. Very excited. The Panthers have announced some of the exclusive food offerings that they will have for the Winter Classic. How about this, Solana?
Okay.
Cajachina pan con lechon.
What?
Whole roasted pig cooked over coals in a custom wood crate and then hand-chopped and served with slow-cooked onions on fresh Cuban bread.
Wow.
Now, that will be available in West Lot 3 at the West Plaza.
Gotcha.
So that's pregame. You know, there's going to be a lot of festivities and activations going on.
That makes sense, though. I mean, if they're going to have a legit cajachina out there, or several of them. I was thinking, like, what?
You can't have it in the walkway of right next to Kosher Corner.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So that's going to be in West Lot 3. They're also going to have base bowls.
Hmm.
Fans' choice of grilled chicken, steak, or tofu served over seasoned rice, and a selection of homemade sauces in a bowl. Baseball.
Baseball.
B-E-I-S bowl. Baseballs.
Gotcha. I like that.
Now, inside Lone Depot Park, during the game Friday, Calle Ocho loaded poutine. So, a little nod to Hispanic culture and a nod to Canadian culture.
The mashup smoked we've chorizo, always wanted.
Smoked chorizo, crispy cheese curds, chimichurri atop a bed of seasoned waffle fries and topped with roasted garlic gravy.
A little cutesy, but I like it. I could get behind it. Garlic gravy and chimichurri all on the same plate is kind of
well, crazy. I mean, got to have gravy if it's poutine.
Yeah.
But you got to have chimichurri if it's Calle Ocho.
I guess, yeah.
So what are you going to do? Now, you and I have had a conversation running for a while about affogato.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, affogato. Right? Yeah.
I think an affogato is a stupid drink. The ice cream doesn't make it better. We were up at Italy last night in West Palm, and they do affogatos with gelato, and you can create it yourself. I just don't get the appeal of an affogato.
Yeah, well, you're missing out on one of the greatest pleasures that the Italians have ever bestowed on the entire world, which is the affogato.
Well, Friday at Lone Depot Park, you will be able to enjoy a flanfogato.
Oh, no way. No way.
A flanfogato.
A flanfogato. Decadent,
flan flavored soft serve with an espresso shot poured over and burnt caramel sauce drizzle.
Oh, man.
A flanfogato.
I am aroused.
That's
as the great John Crotty would say, that's flantastic.
That is sexy sounding. That is sexy sounding. They will have, souvenir beer and soda, hockey sticks, cups, popcorn buckets throughout the ballpark, croquetas, empanadas, and Cuban coffee from Islas Canarias. available near Section 34. I guess that's the regular stand that they have there.
Left field, yeah.
Yeah. This is so good. They have the Hickory Slow Smoked Pork Nachos, shredded pork sandwiches, and barbecue hot dogs at Magic City Barbecue. I've had those slow smoked pork nachos there at Magic City. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Put that on your list.
I'm not even planning on watching the game anymore. I'm just going to do
street tacos and quesadillas, hot chicken sandwiches, smash burgers, chicken tenders. All right, so the usual stuff, but a couple of interesting additions for Friday, the Winter Classic at Lone Depot Park. Caja China Pan con Lechon. That's outside West Lot 3 and the Base Bowls, West Lot 3. And then inside the ballpark, Calle Ocho Loaded Poutine and Flan Fogatos, an affogato with flan-flavored soft serve.
That could end up being the greatest thing ever invented, by the way. Like that,
because
could...
it's going to be cold. Anyway, it's going to be cold.
Right.
Their roof is going to be open. It's going to be cold in there. They've got the air conditioning flowing, I know, at like less than 60 degrees. Affogato, I mean, you're going to want a coffee or something. The flan fogato might be a little something-something.
So it's a flan-flavored soft serve, right?
Yeah.
That's what you said?
Wow. Yeah. And then covered with espresso and...
that in itself sounds amazing.
I'm willing to give it a shot. All right. We are leading you up to Canes and Ohio State, at least the pregame show, which is just about 20 minutes away. Here's a spot tonight, Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Cheetah Pompano is a great spot to ring in the new year and watch the game. They've got HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. So tonight, you know the best party is going to be at the Cheetah Clubs, Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. They will be going off tonight. They're probably going off right now already. They're going to have a free champagne toast and party favors for midnight. There will be a gold VIP card giveaway as well. If you don't have your plans yet, come celebrate New Year's Eve with the hottest ladies in South Florida, Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. It's going off tonight. Happy New Year from the Cheetah. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is the final countdown. We are just 13 minutes away from Hurricanes pregame again. Biggest Canes football game in over two decades. And we get it tonight, 7:30. You're going to hear it all here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Again, it'll begin at 3. Danny Rabinowitz, Brian Monroe, cast of thousands. And they'll have you all the way up till 7:30 when Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow take over. And we know Victor Bermudez, He is in his element when he puts together a big broadcast, and he's got none bigger than tonight. So make sure you are listening all afternoon and all evening to 104.3 FM WQAM for Hurricanes football. Miami Dolphins today announced team award winners for the season.
Mm.
Would you like to guess who was voted the Dan Marino Most Valuable Player?
Riley Patterson.
Well, had you gotten a vote, that may have happened.
Devon Achan, there's no question about it.
Devon Achan was indeed voted team MVP. Would you like to know who earned the Don Shula Leadership Award?
Leadership Award. Oh, don't tell me it's Alec Ingold again.
No, doesn't he always get like the charitable work award?
Yeah.
He gets the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Yeah. Leadership Award. The funniest thing would be Tua.
Tua, of course. Yeah. It depends when they took the votes on this. And if he was voted team leader, they would have to revote, right? Like they'd have to reassemble the team and go,
for sure.
Yeah, we can't release this.
Or they just rig it. They rig it and they're like, no.
Like when Sanjaya was a top competitor on American Idol.
Leadership Award, man. Aaron Brewer, the center?
Jordan Brooks.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes
right?
sense.
All sure. business. Let's win.
For sure.
That guy's a leader. This one a little shocking. The team's Ed Block Courage Award.
Courage Award. You say shocking. Jalen Waddle?
Cam Good.
All right.
Yeah. And
what was he courageous about?
I mean, I don't know.
No playing time?
He still shows up. You have showed a lot of courage for continuing to show up. And finally, the Nat Moore Community Service Award.
Alec Ingold.
It is not. Damn. It's another one of your favorites, though.
Ethan Bonner?
No. You always think it's the scrappy white guy who wins that award,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. I'm all out of options. Or Austin Jackson.
Julian Hill.
Julian Hill, of course.
Julian Hill. I didn't know he had a charitable bend to him.
My guy.
How about that?
Nice.
All right, so you're betting the Canes plus 9.5? I am.
Yes, Canes plus 9.5. I will bet it. Maybe if I'm drunk enough by kickoff, my friends will convince me to bet Canes money line. But that's the play right now. Canes to cover 9.5.
Yeah, I'm tempted to buy it up to 10. But yeah, Canes plus 9.5. Definitely going to play that tonight on the Hard Rock app. Men, the new year is here. Improving your health may be one of your big resolutions. Did we ever post the video of Aronde's New Year's resolutions yesterday?
I don't think we did, but I can do it now.
Some of the greatest New Year's resolutions I've ever heard. Rhonda Gadsden only is going to order Top Shelf in 2026.
Smart man.
He's cutting out iceberg lettuce, and he's not going to use his handicap placard to park anymore. He's going to get more steps in the parking lot by parking further away.
Commendable.
Very commendable. But anyway, if you have a New Year's resolution, you know, if you're tired and you're low on energy, you're not sleeping well, you don't see progress in the gym, staying committed can be tough. Atlantic Men's Clinic can likely help with your resolutions because those symptoms are often signs of low testosterone. Low T can cause a host of problems. Low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog. And a lot of guys just say, well, that's what happens when you get older. But there are actual treatments that can give you back your vibrancy. So if you're feeling like that, treat that low T, change your life. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. I love my weekly visit to Atlantic Men's Clinic for my testosterone shot. I wish I had started with Atlantic Men's Clinic sooner, but that's a great New Year's resolution for you. Call Atlantic Men's Clinic, set up a consultation, get in there. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. There's 7 locations in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. So call them 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Thank you to everyone who has listened to us in 2025 and followed us on the podcast and on social media and has been an active participant in the show. We appreciate it. It makes everything worthwhile. Well, that and the paycheck. But everybody, have a great and safe New Year's Eve. Go Canes. We will speak with you. Wow. You and I are going to speak with them tomorrow.
Tomorrow. En el año nuevo.
And we will have a live show tomorrow. Yeah. You and I, we're going to do it.
Let's
so
do it.
We will go Canes.
After
we
Canes
will
win,
speak
huh?
with you. That's right. We will speak with you en el año nuevo.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.